What's up, you guys? So I'm just driving home from. Sorry, someone just backed down. Turn my radio off. I don't know about copyright. Anyways, temperature is dropping down here. Hell is freezing over. I say that jokingly, but like. I think I'm just going to delete it because it's kind of dumb, but I had recorded a ramble and didn't post it. Wow, surprise, Bondi. I need to post them. I like record them and don't post them and whatever. Anyways, I was talking about how it was going to be getting colder and how my turtle was going into hibernation, which he's too little because he's just a baby. He's only like 3 weeks old now. And so I got a mini aquarium and a heater to keep him in my room. It was so cute because last night he's eating again, which is good because he had stopped eating because hibernation. And because what turtles actually do, you know, other animals usually eat a bunch of food. What turtles actually do is they stop eating and empty their bodies, you know, basically. And then just sleep like the whole time. So yeah, but I didn't want that because he's too little. And yeah, so he's eating again, and last night, I couldn't go to sleep, and so I got up and was looking at him because he didn't want to eat earlier, because, I don't know, he's just weird sometimes, just fine, same, I mean, you know, and so he usually likes to hide because he doesn't like it when I take him out to play with him, which, like, I do a lot because, you know, he's little and he needs to get used to being handled and stuff. And he's really smart. He's a really, really smart turtle. What is up with this traffic? Oh, we're doing like construction or something? I see lights. Sorry, I don't know what the deal is. Because I'm going a back way home and it's like a narrow 2-lane road. Whatever. Okay, so what I was saying. So normally he likes to hide, and he'll see me come towards the aquarium, and he likes to dig, and he likes to hide, and he doesn't like it when I take him out, and, because I play with him and love on him and everything. And so he actually, was, like, peering through the little fake plant I have in there, and no, he hasn't tried to eat it. I don't know how much some of y'all know about, like, reptiles and stuff, so just, you know, disclaimer. I've been doing tons of research and talking to people and, stuff, so don't worry, I'm doing pretty good. We have a flag person, because they're having to close one lane. Jeez, how far down? Because this road. Interesting. Interesting. Sorry, I'm really distracted by what's happening because. So it looks like they're doing asphalt down, but the lanes are uneven, but I don't know. Like, they're flagging us. Far this goes, because if you get up here, okay, so go back over now. Further up here, there's like these awful curves that no one knows how to drive on. So the fact that they have traffic backing up to them is kind of a big deal, because the curves are like really tight, I guess. I don't know how else to describe it. Like, the speed limit on them is only 10 miles per hour. I don't know what that is in kilometers. Sorry. Other world people. Other world, other country people. Other world. Basically, the United States is one of a kind. Anyways. So, gosh, if I can just get through one story. So he's peering out between his little plants and I'm like, oh my gosh, like, he's getting to where he, you know, recognizes it's me walking up to the aquarium. I'm going to take him out. You know, he's looking at me, blah, blah, blah. And sometimes he will actually do that. He'll, if I, like, stand and just watch him, which sounds really creepy, but whatever. He'll peer his head up, out of the water, not only to breathe, but also to, like, look at me. So, anyways, because I go and I, like, pet his head a lot sometimes, just to get him used to it. Because I don't want to have any issues, because even, like, one lady I was talking to, and she apparently raised staffers, and she was like, oh, yeah, like, be prepared to see a totally different personality. And I'm like, but I don't want to see a different personality. I love him the way he is now. I want him to stay nice. To me, he's always going to be cute, even though he's going to become a giant turtle. He's still going to be cute. I'm really tired. Is that a surprise? Like, oh, I'm always tired. Like I said, I didn't sleep that much. I was trying to sleep this morning, but I just could not nap. I just couldn't. So, God, I still can't even finish the story. This is ridiculous. I don't know how y'all listen to this. Whatever. I'm glad that y'all do. It makes me happy that y'all do. And so that's why I record these. So, anyways, I'm like, oh, he recognizes me. He's getting excited. You know, he's, like, looking at the, I'd say glass, but it's not glass because it's such a tiny aquarium. It's plastic. The plastic, you know, blah, blah, blah. Okay. No, he was just really hungry because then he tried to snap at my finger on the side of the plastic, which I think because, you know, the water reflection and stuff, it all he noticed was, like, tiny movements. So I probably thought it was a fish because I have fed him live guppies before. So, yeah. It's okay, though, because, and I know some people are concerned because they will bite your finger. But he is, like I said, really smart turtle. I fed him, and then I hold the food for him sometimes to get him used to hand feeding, and he is so smart. He already understands hand feeding. He already realizes, like, when my fingers are holding it versus when it's just the food itself, because it's so cute to see him do it, but like, whenever he's getting the food by itself, and it's just, like, floating on top of the water, you know, he, like, full-on does his little snap at it, and it's so cute. He's so tiny right now, you know what I mean? It's adorable. But, like, when it's my fingers holding it, or, like, my finger near it, he's really gentle when he takes the food, to the point where, like, sometimes he doesn't even actually grab the food, because he's just, it's like he's focused on not biting me, which is really good. I'm really happy, and I love him a bunch, and so I'm very excited about it. And like I said, I've been doing tons of research on his breed, watching as many videos as I can, people who own them. I think they're awesome. I like that they are big turtles, you know what I mean? Like, I would love to have a tortoise, but tortoises are so expensive. They are so expensive, you guys. Like, if you've ever looked at a big tortoise, ugh. And it's also, I get how people get kind of worried, I guess, but it is a big commitment just because they live for so long. Because, like, snappers have the life expectancy in captivity of, like, 40 years. It's insane. You know, like, that's crazy. But a lot of people don't always think about that when getting pets, and I feel like that's a really big deal. Because even certain dogs that, like, you know, the breed usually only lives to be this long, there are exceptions to all of that. I literally knew a 20-year-old Chihuahua, which was hilarious because at the time, while I was working at the clinic, I was under the age of 20, and so we were like, holy crap, this dog is older than I am. Like, that's insane, you know, to think. It's just crazy. too many pictures and videos of him, like walking around in my bed because I let him do that because I like bathe him all the time. I'm not that concerned about germs. Maybe makes me seem bad, but I'm a very clean person. So, anyways, what was I saying? Anyways, don't know why I felt the need to disclaim that. I don't know. I feel like some people are weird, and I know. Oh my god, like people who. Someone just take you outside of me because no one's home. It's just my dog, so I need the keys to get in the house. Duh. Y'all can talk to me. Yeah, I'm just gonna leave that thing. I'll get the trash can later. So it's gonna be super loud. Like people I had babysit for, the house is literally so gross. Like there's roaches. I can't handle roaches, y'all. That's like the one thing I cannot handle. I can handle like spiders for the most part. Why are my dogs barking? Is it my dogs barking? I guess it's my neighbor dogs barking. I don't know. Yeah, so my other house is so gross. There's like roaches and stuff. It's honestly just like I don't understand how people live like that. Like I think my house gets bad because I don't sweep the floor enough because my dog shed because I have 2 pug labs. But you already know that. I'll let them walk around and stuff. I'm kind of thirsty, but why? There's water in the bowl. Don't look at me like that. Anyways, they've been crazy. Cold weather brings out. I saw on Reddit they call it zoomies. I thought that's so funny. The zoomies and dogs. Yeah, they get crazy. I really need to trim the nails and they need a bath. I need to save money and get them a bath because once it gets this cold, one, I bathe my dogs outside. These are labs. They're big dogs, anyways. I have a big 40-gallon thing. And yeah, so got no saying. Anyways, yep, I'm not gross. And what else was I saying? Oh yeah, when I take pictures and videos of Megatron, literally, I kid you not, he looks at directly at my phone, and I'm not sure if he like is that's an object in her hand or like what, but it's hilarious how often he will look right at my phone. Like I took him to a costume contest. Oh my gosh, don't call animal cruelty on me. We won 3rd place by the way, but anyways, it was this reptile thing, and yeah, I literally put a Decepticon sticker and made like a cannon gun thing out of foil that I stuck to a shell because his name is Megatron, so therefore he went as Megatron. And so 1/3 place. And quit running. Gonna slip and fall. What was I saying? She's just her brother drank all the water. So now she's like, I need some. She's a thirsty bitch like me, huh? Are you a thirsty bitch? Yeah. anyways. Yeah, he looks right at the camera. Oh, yeah, the picture I have. He's looking right at it. It's adorable. I love him. So, yeah, that's let's see what's up. Sorry this is all over the place. I'm, like, so super exhausted. Hope you enjoyed listening. Peace out.